What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I went to upper management. I said, listen, Shawnee, you got positive Tommy. What do we need Marash for? I mean, let's be honest. So
you're having a text chain with a help me now?
Well,
no, it's not really a chain. It's just one text.
It was me, it was Tiki, it was Evan, and it was upper management. You're on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need
whoa,
to know.
Whoa, hold on. I just said this with no knowing of what that this happened.
No
I was
biggie.
Just
making
sure. Why would you know? You weren't on it.
Yeah, no biggie.
What are you going to do about it?
But I wouldn't have known if I didn't just mention this on the air. Now you guys are going to drive me crazy. What are you talking about behind my back? I need to know.
It's nothing about you. Why are you worried about you?
But why would I not be included?
I could tell you what we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
None of you. None of your business.
I guess
I'm going to ride Sean.
Okay.
And what one of the things that I won't discuss everything that was discussed because obviously it's stuff about you, Sean, but and you don't need to know about it. Evan said he's enjoying his vacation, but he's excited to get home.
Okay.
Mm. Huh. That is exactly what he said.
Well, it's going to be tough for me to focus for the next 3.5 hours. Thank you. 888-808-1019. We opened the show about an hour ago. Check out the Odyssey app. Rewind there on our thoughts on now it's go time. Enough public appearances. Russell Wilson, it's time to get the training camp. Let's go. But Jet fans, I did want to bring you guys into this conversation as well. It's a very weird off-season approach we've had here where I feel like Giants fans want to be excited about the season. And the schedule in particular is, I think, the one thing holding us back. And Tiki, you highlighted it last hour how difficult the road it's going to be. And I think if the Giants had more of a schedule that looked like the one they had in 2022, you might have more pom-poms out, I think, for the Giants.
Right.
But the Jets situation... I find very odd. Mm. They clear house, new GM, new coach. Muji this week takes care of Gardner, takes care of Wilson. You know, the whole Aaron Rodgers aura is disappointing, but it's gone. It's washed. We're exposed of whatever. We're washed of it.
Right.
Fine. Here we go. Aaron Glenn, I think, is the ultimate motivator. I'm excited to watch him as a non-Jets fan. I think the Jets are going to just be more competent. Top to bottom, look, I could be wrong. He could be another one of these coordinators that doesn't pan out as a head coach. But also the Justin Fields aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I think having Justin Fields as your quarterback in the situation the Jets are in poses, again, an exciting situation where you might have a surprise playoff year on your hands if the Jets are as talented as we think and Justin Fields, you know, finally just has a head coach that believes in him, has some competence. And if he doesn't, all right, so then you're drafting a quarterback next year. And yet, Tiki, anytime I'm talking to a Jet fan, I'm kind of getting this like, meh, whatever, you know, it's another Jet year.
Well, it's because they don't know what to expect from Aaron Glenn. I know we think we know what we can expect from Aaron Glenn because of his success as a player, his success as the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions over the last couple of years under our guy Dan Campbell. I mean that because he's a former Giant, of course. But you don't know with Justin Fields, Tanner Engstrand, who is the offensive coordinator. We have no idea what kind of offense he's going to institute. We do know that coming from Detroit, it's not doesn't have Jared Goff, right? So you're not getting all these across the middle or deep out. You're not getting any of that stuff.
Correct. It's a different style.
Exactly. It's just a completely different style that what Justin Fields is going to be asked to do. And so we know it's going to be a run-heavy offense, but does that work in the NFL? So there's question marks, even though it feels like you have some of the answers about what the team is. There's still tons of question marks about this team. And give Glenn and this staff and this organization credit. This is like Fort Knox.
Yeah.
There's nothing coming out of this place.
And maybe that's part of it because there's so much silence around it. But I see the news that happened this week with the Jets and taking care of those guys. I just don't get it. I think when you don't know what to expect, inherently I always lean on, well, that excites me. Because if I don't know what to expect, it means I can't assume negative. So, and
you
I know
you
and
shouldn't I, assume
you
negative.
Shouldn't. And Jet fans have had enough negative. I just don't understand how Jet fans the last 2 years.
It's just because they don't know.
Okay.
They don't know. There's nothing. Because think about what got the Jet fan excited over the last couple of years.
It was
Aaron Rodgers. It was, yeah, look at these top wide receiver and Garrett Wilson. We have a top cornerback in Sauce Gardner, a top rated defense, and really that entire unit over the previous couple of seasons. And so, like, you were excited because Aaron Rodgers was the missing infinity stone. He was the missing piece. He was going to take us to the promised land, and that trophy was not going to be lonely any longer. And then it just kind of fell apart. Like, it immediately fell apart because of the Achilles. But then even last year, it was just like, it's like an ignition just trying to start, you know what I mean?
And it couldn't.
And it's just like, these cars don't work this way anymore, but you know, it's just like, you couldn't turn it over. Like,
trying to hit the gas.
What is it? I'm out of gas? Is it the converter? Is it, what the heck? Is the starter? What the heck is going on with this thing? And it eventually gets started, and it was like a jalopy, just kind of making its way down the street. Like, all right, at least we're moving. And you weren't excited about it.
And I guess
that killed the Jet fans, so to speak, and not all of them, right? I'm not speaking for everybody, but I'm just saying a broader brush kind of thing. I feel less excitement for the Jets than I do the Giants this year. But, Tiki, even with that, even if the Achilles never happened, and I think we all agree there were some Jet fans that got way ahead of themselves, even with adding Aaron Rodgers, you knew based on age that window was going to be ultra-finite and short-lived.
No doubt.
What you are getting this year is a window that potentially doesn't have an ending in the near future. And I mean that from both the head coach point of view and one way or another, fork in the road with this quarterback. You might find another couple of years of Justin Fields and he clicks and you have that next find. Or, you know what, he plays well enough to establish something and then you have that excitement next year of, wow, we finally look competent and we're drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with the Jets is that their opportunity to add talent is not, it's going to exist under a consistent regime. At least it feels like it will, right, with Muji and Aaron Glenn for the next at least 3 or 4 years. So it just feels like we have, even if we're not good this year, we have the chance to build something.
Yeah.
And there's not like a question mark. There's no like ridiculously high expectation. It is just a chance to build something.
Daryl, Mr. Smiles, Muji.
Exactly. It's just, and that's like, there's something refreshing about that, but there's also something that's kind of like, all right, but we can't expect too much. And I think the Jet fan has gotten too used to the stupid, unfounded expectation. Now there isn't that.
There isn't that.
And so it just feels like a letdown. Now what do I do?
But they're not facing the daunting schedule the Giants are.
I mean, it's not easy. Pittsburgh is a perennial playoff team. You got the Bills, and you got Tampa, which is not a bad squad. The Dolphins, who have been your somewhat of a nemesis, even though I think they're going to be bad this year.
I think they're going to be bad.
Cowboys, Denver, Carolina, Cincinnati. That's the first half.
It's not an easy schedule by any means. But look, all of those teams you could poke holes in from other than the Bills, for the most part. I don't know where I'm at yet. It's not daunting.
Like the Giants. You're right.
And I want to make it clear. On July 17th, I have a pretty good idea on where I think I'm going to pinpoint the Giant win total at. I have no idea what to expect with the Jets, but usually if I don't have an idea, that would excite me. But I'm not feeling that excitement. Maybe you guys are feeling that excitement at 888-808-1019. Jet fans and Giant fans, we got a mixed board up here. Let's get to you all. Josh in Queens. Josh, what's up?
Hey, Josh.
Boys, it's good to talk football right now in the dog days of summer when there's literally nothing going on in sports for 3 days.
That's right.
No doubt.
So, with the Jets. So, I think that what a lot of Jets fans and myself included with this is that previous regimes have drafted and signed talent. It's really developing the talent to get to the next level. The old regime drafted Garrett Wilson, Sauce, Jerome Johnson, Breece Hall, Quinnen Williams. There are other regimes that have done it, but it's getting them to the next level, A. And B, I think the positivity from this season is that this is the first time that Jet fans see skilled players that have been drafted by the team extended.
Yeah.
Not talking offensive linemen. We're not talking about defensive linemen. We're talking skilled players here. And we're talking impactful skill players. And I think that what's refreshing about this season is that there's no nonsense. There's nobody coming out of the darkness saying, I want to be with the Jets. There's nobody talking about, hey, Rodgers is coming back. Let's see how this team does now, you know. And we're not talking about a hero quarterback. We're also talking about an ex-Jet who's been in the weeds with us.
Yeah.
And Aaron Glenn.
Right.
It's a great point,
right.
Josh.
And really, what he's saying, there's no drama.
There isn't drama.
But that's the drama-free offseason. It is.
Boring's like good, Tiki.
Boring is. So Evan says this all the time. Boring is good.
Yes.
Like what are the Mets and the Yankees going to do at the deadline? Sometimes it might be boring, but sometimes boring is good.
Right.
As long as it's functional. And I feel like that's how the Jets have gone about their business. And you know what? It's intentional. It definitely is intentional. Aaron Glenn has said as much. Like, yeah, they made a splash with Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, but they're not trying to win the offseason. They're not trying to hype anybody up. They're just trying to get a good football team put together and play together.
It's truly amazing how all the leaks that were coming out of the Jets left when Aaron Rodgers was gone, I got to tell you.
Well, maybe that's because the interest isn't there.
Yeah, right? That's true.
When you have an Aaron Rodgers in your locker room, everybody wants to know, hey, man, what's Aaron like?
That's true.
Yeah, what's it? Hey, I don't usually talk to you. I would never talk to you, actually, because you're not that good of a player. But you know what? Tell me about Aaron Rodgers.
Pure love.
Now, right now, they're not doing that.
Right.
Like, they're just not talking to that guy.
They're not.
Why would they talk to him?
That's how Sauce Gardner could break his own contract news on the internet.
Exactly right.
Also, their former head coach was texting with Joe Beningo.
That's a good point.
So they weren't exactly riding a tight ship there.
That's true. My bad.
That's my bad.
That's still my favorite.
I can't take it.
888-808-1019. Chris in Bayshore. Chris, what's up, man?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you? It's great to hear you talking football. I got a couple of things. First of all, if you haven't seen that Quarterback Season 2 on Netflix, it's tremendous with Goff. And,
is it? I got to be honest, Chris.
Chris, I thought it would be boring.
I got through one episode and I was bored out of my mind.
Okay. Well, it picks up. I mean, Goff is definitely the star, and they get into the whole, I guess there was a lot more bad blood there with the Rams than you know, people knew, at least I knew. But
I can see that because that's interesting.
I found Joe Burrow extremely boring, but I'll let Chris continue. I did, yes.
Huh. Yeah, no, it picked up. I mean, I think I have two left to go, but it was good. But I got a scenario for you. I was wondering what you guys thought of, like, if the Giants are 1-5 and Wilson's playing subpar, 1-6. Like, what do you kind of touched on it before? Where do you see them going, and at what point?
When's the opportunity?
Thanks,
you mean?
Chris.
When's the opportunity to try to go to Jackson Dart?
Oh. What? That's brutal. First of all, it's on the table, right? We have to acknowledge this because of the schedule. Like, if the only win they have is the Saints and they're 1-6 or something like that. First of all, a lot's going to depend on, to me, how Jackson Dart looks in camp.
Yeah.
Because Brian Daboll has been in his back pocket, his hip, the rookie camp, the mini camp, the OTAs. Brian Daboll's personally coaching up Dart.
Tino told me when I was over there that he is really, really exactly what you said. He is coaching Jackson Dart hard. And he should.
Yeah.
Because that's what his role when he was hired here and 3 years ago, that's what it was supposed to be. And so the fact that he's doing that, I'm trying to think. I mean, the bye week, fortunately or unfortunately, is late.
December.
But for a move to all right, let's let's flush the season, let's start building some momentum for next year, it actually is fortuitous.
Definitely.
Because if the bye week was in the middle of the season and you're like just barely treading water, it'd be hard to say, all right, we're done with Russell Wilson, let's get to Jackson Dart. But if it's week 14 and there's four games left, it's a different scenario. I'm going to say it's either the week before or the week after the bye week.
I'm with you. 1-6 scares me because, yeah, it's possible, which would mean it's kind of playing to paper, right? Maybe right. They only beat the Saints and they lose all those other games. But it scares me because I don't want to turn to Jackson Dart in mid-October because Brian Daboll feels like his job's on the line and he's got something to prove.
Agreed.
And then that kind of comes back to bite you where maybe Dart is kind of sinking there and, you know, he's not totally ready. Again, I preach. As much as we all want to see this kid on the field, and as much as all the viral clips we saw on Twitter, maybe he's throwing things, the jet skis and everything, right. Everybody excited. Quarterbacks that are worthy to play right away usually would be taking in the top five. A lot of teams who need quarterbacks had a chance to take Jackson Dart. Mm-hmm. He is a project for a reason. It doesn't mean he won't pan out, won't be awesome here, but rushing him in there because the team's 1-6.
Does nobody any favors.
Nope, unless he truly is ready. But,
right.
We won't know that until the time. That does scare me, which is why and this is going to be something we talk about in the next 6 weeks, comes further. The Commander and Cowboys start to the year when looking at the Chiefs and Eagles lurking. Coming out of one of those first two games where they win within the division on the road is so important to the entire season.
Agreed.
Because if you can assume a win versus the Saints and you can't in the league, but let's just play that by ear. Any scenario where the Giants come out of those first six games with two wins and like 2-4, you could play the mathematical game of, all right, we got through the hardest part of the schedule, we have two wins, and then that would extend Russell Wilson playing a little more. But one win, 1-6, something like that, then it's all systems panic and maybe a rush start.
Right, going out to Denver.
Oof. Now, we know Sean is team Russell Wilson, and maybe perhaps that's because Ciara allegedly offered you her goodies, which
she did not offer me her goodies, but she would have it had we not been both married.
Sure. So, you're team Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
The first throw in a preseason game that Jackson Dart makes that just blows up the internet, Sean Marash, we know it's coming, and you're not wrong for this, because I'll be right along with you.
Kinda
although
he was with Tommy DeVito.
I'm okay with it, but you have now planted your flag with Mr. Unlimited. I think you can't allow one preseason performance.
You're right. I'll answer that.
Okay.
I am trying my hardest at 38 years old for the first time in my life this year. You'd think that I haven't thought about this, to be the most mature Giants season of my life.
Team stinks. Everything stinks.
I go high. Why? I go low.
You want to stay even keel?
I want to stay even keel because I want to, for once, be excited about the process.
Mm.
I also don't want to be wrong like I am constantly. It would have been very easy, and this has been calculated by me, at draft night to go, the future's here! We have Jackson Dart! And I would have done that in past years. I did that with Daniel Jones.
God!
I had my concerns about Jackson Dart in college, which is why I didn't throw the pom-poms. I am taking a step back and going, I trust Brian Daboll. I'm going to do what they want. You know what? Defense-oriented team. I see why they're doing Russell Wilson. I am going to try. This is my pledge. For the first time in my Giants fandom, to not be overreactionary to preseason games, to not be overreactionary to September and October. Now, I will break that by week 9, because at that point, I've seen enough of the roster and the team to understand what I think stinks and what I think is good. But you're right, Tommy. And I also have two other things going for me. This preseason will feature 3 games. Okay?
Okay, and they are, what, on work nights or something?
No. The first preseason game is Saturday, 1 o'clock game versus the Bills.
Yep, August 9th.
That Saturday, I have not one, but two of my nephews being christened, baptized, whatever you want to say.
Oh, so you won't even see it.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the church.
So you're not even see it.
I'm not going to see it live. Wow. I am a godfather, too. Now, am I going to watch the game? Of course. We have a job to do, and I'm a Giant fan. Thank you.
That's very brave of your niece.
Yes. Well, my nephews.
My nephews.
But I think it's a good...
Nephews' parents.
It's a good thing for me, because I'm not going to be sitting there on that nice Saturday going, oh, no. I will watch the game at night. And I'll have some thoughts, and it will allow me not in real time to be firing off tweets and do that. The other one, now the second one is the Jet game. Yeah, Saturday night, sure, I'll be tuned up a little bit. The third one, I am on vacation in Lake George on a Thursday night on an Amazon Prime only game.
So you won't even have it.
I can't see the game.
You're right.
So I will be out of commission. So I actually think the Giants preseason schedule on a very selfish level will make me not be Mr. Overreactionary this August.
But game two, you'll be out at the bar by the pool?
That I can probably
That's going to be a problem.
It's a Jet game.
That might be a tell my wife, take the phone inside.
That might be over for Jones, Table, Shane.
You're not getting those videos from me until the the season.
We'll get one on Lake George. We'll get one because
I don't think so on Lake George.
I'm telling you,
because he can't see it.
It's a different approach this year to Giants football for me.
Yeah, but you'll see the highlights on social media.
Yeah, but I can't. Come on.
He's talking real time.
Real time. Can you believe this guy's awesome? That's how you get the video of me screaming when Tommy DeVito throws a touchdown on Monday Night Football. So I don't think you're gonna get those Jackson Dart moments from me this summer. Breathe, Sean. Breathe. Be a mature me. I want to enter football season with people respecting me for once in my life.
Good luck with that.
Why is that so funny to you?
Just the way you say it is awesome.
It's true.
I just want people to respect me from a fan standpoint this year.
I can barely look at myself in the mirror on football Sundays. I can only imagine what the public listening thinks of me. I'm going to be respectful this year, damn it.
I believe you when you're saying
God bless America. You know what song? What? Where's that from? 888-808-1019. Ethan in Hoboken. Ethan, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, what's going on, man?
A lot of people have been pretty positive on the Jets, and I can't bring myself to any sheer notion of positivity. Year after year, I get my hopes up, enough already, honestly. Like, how can I, 15 years, my entire adult and adolescent life has been getting excited about this team, and then...
Are you quitting? Like, what's happening here, Ethan?
No, I am quitting, honestly. But I'm not emotionally investing. I'm going to watch the games, but I can't get emotionally invested in this team anymore. I've given too much. I've given tears. I've given money, And at a certain point, it's like a toxic relationship. They've given nothing to prove. They've done nothing to prove that they are worthy of my time and money. So,
Ethan,
that's where I'm at.
Wow. Ethan in Hoboken, I saw your tagline on what you wanted to talk about, and I was prepared to crush you. And it's very hard to take that call after I just told everybody I'm not going to scream and yell about preseason games.
Right.
I think he's being sensible.
I mean, really?
Look.
You got a new head coach who everybody has high expectations for. You have an interesting quarterback who's still young. What is he, 25, 26 years old? You got one of the better running backs in football. You got one of the best wide receivers in football.
Offensive line should be
good.
You
got a pretty good offensive line as long as everybody's is healthy up there, right? ABT, most importantly, stay healthy. Obviously,
Fashanu
at left tackle is his first year coming in as a starter, even though he played a little bit last year. So, like, you have some optimism. Defensively, maybe you get a rebound or a snap back into what you were before last season's debacle. Like, I think that the Jet fan cautiously should be optimistic.
But I think that's what he is. I think Ethan wasn't telling us the truth, and that's why I'm not going to crush him. I could hear in his voice. Maybe I am quitting. But no, you know what? I'm just going to sit back and watch the games.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
I don't want to be hurt again. That's what he's saying.
How many calls did we take the last two summers of Jet fans? Aaron Rodgers this, Aaron Rodgers that. I understand that. They don't want their heart stomped on. But they're watching the games. I think secretly, if you gave every Jet fan truth serum, they're excited about Aaron Glenn. They're excited about the team. But I understand you don't want to look like a fool. And too many times...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I'm blaming this on the teams in this town. They have left many of us fans holding the bag, holding the water, looking like fools. Mm. So I understand that from a Jet perspective going, I'm not doing it. They have to prove it to me.
Yes.
But Ethan's watching the games. Ethan secretly thinks that Aaron Glenn's going to be a good head coach. He just doesn't want to say it publicly. And I respect that.
I fully expect to see him next week, and he will be coughing all over the place, no voice, and the whole house is sick. I'm just waiting for that whole...
The whole house is
sick. Oh, you know, it's good. The whole house is sick. We're in all in separate rooms. You know, that whole thing. That song and dance.
Yeah. Also, before we get back to your calls on the Jets and Giants, remember I did the whole thing on Sauce 2 days ago? He gets the contract extension. Yesterday, I gave my top five sauces, Cinco de Five-O, you could hear every day at 5 o'clock. Now I think I'm getting sauce-related content thrown at my timeline constantly.
Really?
You know how these stupid algorithms work. I saw on an ex-Twitter, and it's like, I'm not following this person. Why is this showing up with this? There is a viral thing that's happened on TikTok on this one mother who's revealed why her chili is so good. Speaking now, I don't really consider chili a sauce.
Okay.
She had a secret ingredient to it.
Tabasco sauce.
What did she put in it?
A block of chocolate.
Huh.
Now I ask
semi-sweet chocolate morsels.
Connor's good. He's quick.
Yeah, he is.
Chocolate in chili. Tiki Barber, your thoughts?
I mean, if it's not overpowering... I could see how it would add a sweetness.
Yeah.
And maybe make the consistency. So sometimes, like, when you have chili that's, like, runny.
Yeah, a little too watery, right?
It's just gross. Like, you don't even want to eat it.
I'm with you.
But maybe the chocolate adds a sweetness and a stiffer consistency.
A stiffer chili.
Yes.
A stiffer chili. And there is a lot of old Italian grandmothers will tell you the secret to a good sauce, a little bit of sugar, right? A little bit of sugar in there. It gives you that sweet taste. I do like the sweet salt blend, but I'm seeing this now, and at first my reaction was like anybody going, chocolate and chili. And then I started reading more of like an article on it, and I went, I think it might be in. So I might be doing a chocolate chili cook-off next week on my week off. Tommy, you have a mother who likes to cook?
You know, I love it. It's because you hear chocolate in the chili, I'm sure by the time you cook it, you don't even really taste the chocolate that much. It's not like you're just combining both and you're tasting chocolate with the chili.
But he's right. If it gets thicker, a thicker chili?
You going to bring some in?
Am I going to bring some in? Yeah,
I'll
bring
it in. Try this.
You want me to bring it in like the week I come back? Wait till the end?
Try it. Like chocolate chili. Taste it. If it's good, then make it again and bring it in.
Right. Okay. All right. If it sucks, I won't.
Right, exactly.
You prefer turkey chili or regular chili?
I can do turkey chili.
Yeah, turkey chili's a little healthier. You know, being tiki, we're the health nuts on the
show. You're throwing a block of chocolate in there.
That's true. But that does work. By the way, speaking of chocolate, too, I did this the other night with the kids. S'mores, still underrated. Still play. Mm. Get a good, the marshmallow toasted. Sign me up. As you can tell, I'm already thinking about what I'm going to eat next week. 888-808-1019. On Sauce. Hi, Bobby in Belmore. What's up?
Hi, how are you? Before I get to Sauce quickly, Justin Huber ranked 7th. That's a big joke.
I mean, the guy didn't win any games against good teams last year. Had Coach Harbaugh as his coach.
Didn't Justin Herbert well. Ranked seventh where? Bobby?
Yeah, what are you talking
about? What the hell are you talking
about? What ranking are we looking at?
Well, I mean, he's seventh. He's ahead of Hurst. I mean,
where is he ahead? What are you talking about?
The executives had a vote of the top 10 quarterbacks.
Oh, I got it. I got it. I didn't see that list.
I didn't either, Bobby.
We'll take your word for it, though. I think Justin Herbert, honestly, Bobby, it's all like speculation on what he can be. Not what he's actually done, because you're right, but it's what he can be.
But Hurst won two Super Bowls.
I agree. He won one Super Bowl.
He was in two Super Bowls, but he played really well in both of them.
Absolutely.
He was MVP of one of them.
He should have been MVP of the one he lost, too, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's good on MVP, and I don't understand that at all. But let me get the source. I don't want to get this connected. Now, I don't understand why they just couldn't wait a year. I mean, I know he had good numbers with the completion percentage, with 53%, right. One touchdown. But the icing test is that he couldn't tackle, or he didn't want to tackle. I don't know. And he got burned a lot in big plays. So
yeah, Maybe that's a symptom. I'm not saying maybe. That is a symptom of a team that it was in complete and utter disarray.
The mentality was just killed?
Well, when you fire your head coach, you put everybody on notice. Because if the head coach is expendable, that means all of us are expendable as well. But if you're a star player and you're not motivated properly, you know you're not going anywhere, your play ultimately suffers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It just is what it is. Because you realize half these guys don't care anymore because they know they're not going to be here. And I'm kind of in a tough spot, and you don't know how to deal with it, especially when you're 23 years old or 24 years old. And so like the disarray of the organization, I think, made it really hard for guys to stay their course, even if they have the desire to be great. Like, my biggest thing with any athlete, but particularly football players, is do you want to be great? Right? If you don't want to be great, then I have zero use for you.
Right. You get all the talent in the world. It's the want to.
And so when your team just falls apart like the Jets did after they fired Robert Saleh, it gets really hard to keep that stay on that path of I want to be great.
I've thought a lot about this in the 2 days since Sauce Gardner has signed his extension, the idea of should the Jets have waited. And I know that obviously our last caller is part of a Jet fan, let's say conglomerate that all thinks, well, we should have waited. We should have waited. Let him prove it one more year. Remember the danger of that, though. You sign Sauce Gardner to $30.1 million or whatever. Mm-hmm. If Sauce Gardner has this unbelievable year where he's so above and beyond clear that he's the number one corner in football, that is going to cost you more per year. You right. might have in many ways got a discounted rate by waiting at this point, especially with the way the cap goes up every year. And you have to ask yourself, honestly, what do you expect Sauce Gardner to be this year? I don't know. Aaron Glenn is the head coach, a team that seemingly feels a little rejuvenated. I expect him to have a good year. And for all the talk about Sauce Gardner's bad year, Connor Hughes, our friend at SMY, tweeted this out from a statistical standpoint. I'm going to read you the exact tweet from Connor. In Sauce Gardner's quote-unquote down year, he allowed one touchdown and a completion percentage of 53.2 when targeted.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks threw his way just 47 times. The TD was tied for second fewest. Five players allowed zero, seven others allowed one.
Right.
And the completion percentage was the fifth lowest amongst cornerbacks outside and inside to play at least 50% of their team stats. So in other words, that down year everybody's talking about from a completion percentage and touchdown ratio.
Yeah, production. Like, what matters most?
Yeah.
Do guys catch balls on you, and do guys score touchdowns on you? The answer is no and no.
Exactly. So, yeah, he didn't have as many pass breakups and interceptions, but when being thrown his way 47 times, he doesn't. Those are actually really good stats.
I agree.
So, because he's not getting the flashy stats, people have assumed he's had this big down year. And I won't disagree on some of the tackling portions and all of that. Right. Sure, that seems to be a major downside. But he didn't lose his cover ability.
No, he didn't at all. And so I think the hate on him is unfounded. They also didn't have a great pass rush. I know they had guys with double-digit sacks, but they just didn't have a consistent and great pass rush. And so ultimately, you can only cover for so long before eventually someone's going to come open.
No doubt.
Right? You get these constant scramble situations, and good quarterbacks, because there's a bunch of them in this league, they're going to make good plays. So I think the hate on Sauce is completely unfounded.
I'm going to bring this into this town and Saquon Barkley for a second. Bear with me. He did win Best Player of the Year. Congrats.
No, Best Play?
I think it was Best Play of the Year.
Best Play.
The singular play in sports this year with the backwards hurdle.
Yes.
The hate the New York Giants got for letting Saquon Barkley walk and not signing him to an extension because you don't let talent like that walk out the door was mocked by an entire country. And that was at a position that I think a lot of people would say you could at least debate.
Right, it's expendable.
It's expendable. If the Jets did not lock up Sauce Gardner in another year, started shopping him, maybe looking to trade him and said, you know, we don't believe it.
Both of these guys, really.
Both of these guys. Right. But specifically because people didn't have a problem with the Garrett Wilson contract. Some are having a problem with the Sauce contract. Is that not more mockable to a franchise than letting Saquon Barkley walk when you consider how hard it is?
Of course it is.
So just keep that in mind, any Jet fan who didn't want to sign Sauce Gardner long term. You would have been laughed at the end of this year, you know what, you still didn't decide you were, whatever, going to trade him, this, that, and the other. Teams and the football world would have laughed at the Jets. It would have been same old Jets again.
Yes.
This is not same old Jets. They're locking up a star long term.
Yeah, they are. By the way, here's that list that previous caller was alluding to.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 on this list is Baker Mayfield. This is executives, NFL executives ranking the top 10 quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield, 10. Jalen Hurts, 9. Jared Goff, 8. Justin Herbert, 7th, who has the most yards passing in the first 5 years of any player in NFL history. So let's give him his credit. And that's despite Greg Roman being a run-heavy team last year. Matthew Stafford was 6th. Jaden Daniels, after one season, is number 5. Lamar Jackson is 4, despite 2 MVPs, and he got robbed of one last year. Joe Burrow, this feels like a little bit heightened for a guy who's been oft injured and sometimes not very effective, at number 3. Josh Allen is number 2, and predictably, Pat Mahomes is number 1.
All right, so right off the bat, I don't have a problem with the top 5. I would interchange some of them.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Lamar is number 2, Burrow 3, Allen 4 for me, actually.
I would agree with that.
And I would put Daniels 5 after that kind of year. I really do believe that. 6 for me is Jalen Hurts, as much as I hate the Eagles.
Right.
I mean, I think about if Hurts
plays. All he does is win.
He's a winning player.
All he does is win. But I feel like this is statistically driven.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Right, it's why Justin Herbert, despite really not having done anything as a team, they made the playoffs last year, but he keeps getting, like, lauded.
Mm-hmm.
But Jalen Hurts is a winner.
Yeah, no doubt.
Period. And he's always been that.
I would put him at 6, and I would put Stafford 7, Herbert 8.
Yeah.
That's where I would go. Who was 9? Oh, Baker was 10?
Yeah.
And who was 9?
The other one that you're missing is...
Jared Goff was 8.
Goff.
And Hurts was 9. Hurts is top 5.
All right. I'll tell you right now, right off the bat.
I would agree with you.
He should have 2 Super Bowls. He would have beaten Patrick Mahomes twice.
If he didn't fumble, he had a fumble in Super Bowl 3 years ago. And that was literally the difference in the game. Every other possession, they basically scored.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Look, here's what I would say. Baker, I understand. Everybody loves him, tough as nails. I think there's a ceiling to Baker where.
Look, Baker is great for the Bucs.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know that Baker Mayfield's ever winning a Super Bowl in this league.
Mm.
I would tell you right now, one guy not on that list that maybe I'm higher on than others, I think C.J. Stroud is still a top 10 quarterback. I think he dealt with a lot of crap last year, wide receiver injuries, all of that.
Hired
I think he's
their
9
offensive
or 10.
Coordinator, Bobby Slowick,
yeah.
After the second season in.
Yeah. I would put him there. And I don't know, man. Is Jordan Love getting a little disrespected too?
Yeah. That's a good point.
You're not taking Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud over Baker Mayfield?
I think you can make the argument for Baker over those two. I would put Stroud, though, in ahead of Baker. But Baker, I think Baker's really, really good.
That's why it's going to be interesting this year. Bo Nix could crash that party. Baker's
leadership is what probably is the X factor here.
Yeah.
Because he is a unbelievable dude and great leader for whatever team he's on.
And he's gritty. He's tough.
Gritty, right.
I'm not meaning to knock Baker Mayfield, but in terms of just, again, I view it as eventually I want to build a team to win a Super Bowl. I'm taking Stroud over Baker Mayfield. 888-808-1019. Ian and Manalapan. Ian, what's up?
What's up, Ian?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call. I've been talking football. Love it. I have 2 questions. One is for Tiki because you lived it, and then it'll lead on to my next question. So, Tiki, in 2004, you guys drafted, the Giants drafted Eli Manning. You signed Kurt Warner.
Right.
And I think... You would remember this, obviously. Well, the guys were pretty good. You were 5-2 at one point. And my question is, when I know they did the switch against Atlanta, but I don't remember the reasoning why. I think you guys still had a winning record.
So, guys, my follow-up question is, if the Giants, I know I'm taking it, we get a stretch on this, I'm being very hypothetical, but if the Giants in the ninth game of the season up there, they're 4-5, hovering 500, defense is gelling, and the Russell Wilson offense is really putting up points, will they make that switch?
No.
And I appreciate you guys.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think.
I don't either.
Thinking back to the Kurt Warner, first of all, Kurt Warner, what he was really good at, we didn't do at all. At all.
Down the field throws or
no,
timing?
It's not even. So think about the greatest show on turf. Like if you can remember those games, those teams with Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Azahir Akeem, Torrey Holt, and what's it? He's Hall of Fame. Why am I forgetting his name?
Isaac Bruce.
No.
Did you mention?
Not Isaac. Yeah, it was Isaac Bruce.
Yeah.
Right? So you think about how good that team was. They blocked nobody. So they had five offensive linemen, and everybody else was out. Running back sometimes didn't even have pass protection responsibilities. It was scat release everywhere. And what Kurt Warner's job was to get the ball to the guy who was not covered. And so bring pressure. Go ahead. I'm going to get the ball out before that guy gets home. That's what that offense was. That's why it was so explosive. It was so hard to stop.
Unguardable.
Unguardable. They had misdirection play. They had all kinds of things. When he came to the, we saw the fullback.
Yeah, it's true.
What I mean? We're playing power offenses. We got two tight ends, right? We're grinding, just hit and hopefully pop one and then play action pass and hit Imani down the field or Ike doing a dig route. So it was a completely different offense. And everybody thought Kurt was washed. Clearly. Everybody thought he was just done. Now he left and went to Arizona and took him to a Super Bowl.
And Arizona didn't think he was great either because they had Matt Leinart who was starting
but
ahead of him.
Like, Kurt Warner wasn't looked at as he still has a lot of football left.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that regard, maybe it's similar. But they knew from very beginning they wanted Eli to play as soon as possible. I don't think that's the case with Jackson Dart.
Right. Eli was the number one overall pick. Yes. They also had to trade a ton of assets.
Right.
Here's what I don't know. Maybe this has been asked a million times and I've never known this. Because the million-dollar question on when Jackson Dart is going to play this year is also going to have to do with the coach, who is a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's handpicked Dart.
Right.
Identifying when Dart is ready and he's not a number one overall pick.
Right.
But did you guys sense in practices in 2004... even as you guys were winning games, 5-2, 5-3, man, Eli's starting to get it. He's starting to look better. Because remember, he looked terrible.
He didn't really see it.
Okay. So that was my question.
He didn't really see it. Now, we know he was given access to, like, the whole playbook, basically.
Right.
And, you know, he's smart. Like, Eli's smart. And so he knew what to do. It was just executing it.
Sure.
And so I think it became the only way he's going to really learn how to execute is if he does it.
Okay. Because I guess I would say for any Giant in that locker room this year, and I'm with you, knowing that, you know, there's an ownership and everybody that wants to see wins on the field. If this team's winning, pulling the plug on a team that hasn't won a lot of games to go now rookie quarterback like they did in 04, I just don't think would happen this year.
Well, I got to tell you, from a vet standpoint, it was frustrating because we had a lot of veterans on that team.
They're putting their bodies on the line.
It was like, all right, we're tossing the season. So the difference also is that this team isn't super veteran like that. There are some veterans here, obviously. Dexter Lawrence is one. Bobby Okereke, another. There's guys that have been around for 6 or 7 years, but it's not half the team.
Correct.
It's just a much younger team.
So you think that this locker room might be more, I don't know, okay if it was a 5-4 type season?
I doubt it because, like, think of what Malik Nabers, with some of the things he said last year. Like, he hated losing.
Yeah.
And so I don't think anybody's okay with just losing just to give a quarterback some experience.
I'm with you.
I think they want to win.
I think
which is going back to our very first part of this day, this is why Russell Wilson is here.
Yeah.
Because the player and the coaches and the org, they want to win. And Russell can give you a chance to win.
And there's enough examples now, repeatedly. I mean, Jordan Love and Mahomes are going to be the biggest ones of quarterbacks sitting for a year while an organization figured out playoff paths or whatnot that you took in the first round and it being okay for them to sit.
Right.
So I think the world has changed in 21 years. Sure, it's great if you have a Jaden Daniels that burst on the field and right away.
Right.
But I think, again, when you didn't take Jackson Dart in the top five, it told me you were okay with him sitting for the year even if you want him to get on the field at some point. Yeah, I don't think that these are the 0-4 Giants. I don't think that a winning record, especially a winning record versus that schedule.
If you're 5-4 in those first nine games, we've talked about the schedule. That tells me you're doing something right. That might mean in reality you're actually probably better than a 5-4 team because of the teams you're playing. Yeah, I don't think they'd pull the plug. Mario in Long Beach. Mario, what's up? Mario. All right, Mario. See you later. Connor in Goshen. Connor, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm really excited that like today's topic, you guys are talking about football, really getting pumped up for the season. And compared to last season, being a Giants fan, last year I thought there was some stuff that wasn't really that optimistic. I know we had Malik Nabers and all, but the direction wasn't really there. And obviously, I think this year the direction is really there for this team, being more obviously a defensive minded team, I'm excited about that. I'm also like you guys said, I was really excited when we went back into this draft and got Jackson Dart, because I really do believe like out of all the quarterbacks in that, we could say,
Shador Sanders
from Tennessee. No, the Tennessee.
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward, right?
Cam Ward. Yeah, Cam Ward obviously was the best quarterback on the board, but to me, I really thought Jackson Dart was over Shador Sanders.
I think it's because of potential. You just I didn't watch a ton of Jackson Dart, but you could see in the way he carries himself that he's confident. He's obviously got the arm to do all the things that you need to do. But just going back to the 2024 draft, it feels now in retrospect that it was a foundational draft
for the Giants.
Yeah, like we're gonna draft. Obviously, a star offensive player. You go get Malik Nabers. We need help with our secondary. You get Tyler Newbin, and then you get at safety who played almost every game or every snap
until he got hurt
at the end. And then Drew Phillips, who turned out to be one of the best young nickel corners in football last year. His QB ranking was it was up there. He's physical and he's big. And you steal Tyrone Tracy in the fifth round. Mm-hmm. You convert him wide receiver. He played wide running back his last year, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, converted wide receiver.
And then you get Theo Johnson. Like, it's all these pieces. Like little, maybe not Malik Nabers is a star, but all these other little pieces are important. And then you have this draft where you've just shored up even more.
Yeah.
Right? You get an offensive tackle. You get, obviously, a quarterback. You get an edge rusher who should be one of the best players in football.
Cam Scadaboo, who's got that little bit of crazy Scadaboo, in him.
Who's got that, he's a football player.
Yeah.
Darius Alexander, who kind of is a steal in the third round. So it's I think these last two drafts have set up this Giant team to have talent in places that you just haven't consistently seen them have talent.
It's also part of the reason I'm more optimistic on the Giant roster. And while everybody stares at the schedule through last year's team prism, all of those guys you just mentioned from last year's draft, think about it. That was their rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting a big leap for Newbin, for Phillips, Nabers with a quarterback that could throw the ball down the field, Tyrone Tracy with Cam Scadaboo pushing him a little. So I'm not even viewing those guys as, we had those guys last year. No. Now I'm viewing those guys now a full year in the pros to be better. What's that famous thing Tiki Barber once said? Rookies suck. They're not rookies anymore.
No, you're right.
So I'm excited for them in their second year. I just want to get Tom in Monroe Township. Tom, what's up?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
I just wanted to let you know you were talking before about like sauces and putting something sweet in their sauce.
Yep.
I have a recipe for a sauce for deep fried chicken wings.
All right.
When you deep fry your wings with nothing on them, just that wing cleaned and no breading, no flour, no nothing. Just put the wing in the deep fryer. Deep fry the wing. When it comes out, you throw them in a saute pan.
Okay.
You take KC Masterpiece Barbecue Sauce, Frank's Red Hot, a little bit of butter, and maple syrup. Mix it all together. You boil that down. You take one spoonful of that sauce and you put it in the saute pan with those wings, and you got the best wings you ever ate in your life.
All right, Tom.
Thanks for the recipe.
You're getting it to move. That's a barbecue hot sauce, and the key to the good buffalo wing hot sauce is the butter. But now he's getting that sugar to melt down in the maple
syrup.
I saw
a belly.
You did see a belly. You did.
I see three on you. I always like the hot and sweet. To me, that always is a great combination.
Oh, man, you get that, dip it in a little bit.
Then it's finger licking.
You know how you can tell it's football season? We're getting calls on wing sauces.
I know.
That's the truth. You know, I don't. They go hand in hand. You
of
start
course.
Talking football, people start thinking about eating wings. All those chickens.
It's
people eat less
too
wings
hot
in the summer.
For spicy wings right now.
Yeah. Think about it. People probably eat less wings in the summer, right?
I definitely do.
Yeah, because you're more hot dog hamburgers.
Yeah.
You're on the grill.
Well, easy. But you eat wings and they're hot and spicy. Then you're sweating. And then you try to wipe your head and you get like spicy sauce all over your face.
Burns your eyes.
It just doesn't work.
Is there anything better than that first week in October with a good pumpkin beer, cinnamon rim, and a plate of wings in front of you?
The pumpkin people, like, yeah.
Okay.
You don't like pumpkin beer?
I don't like the pumpkin people. Meaning like the people that are sitting there in August and they can't wait to tweet out their first pumpkin spice coffee when it's still 90 degrees outside and they got to tell me that it's the fall and it's scary season.
Oat milk pumpkin spice latte with a sprinkle of whatever, cinnamon?
No, I don't like
I don't like when people rush that either, but when it actually is October, I think a pumpkin beer.
I
October
hate it too.
Beers in October are better than any other beers in any other
Sean,
month.
You should know me by now. I'm a summer beer guy throughout the year.
And
that's just the way
that.
I rock.
Not wrong with that. All right. We got beers, we got wings, we got football on our mind. We got lists on our mind.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.